This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
That was Gaslighter, of course, by the Dixie Chicks. And before we heard Hot Chip, Boy from School. You're listening to Get Serial with Jono and Jess. And we are luckily joined by two very special guests right now in the studio. It is the indie podcast that launched yesterday called Bad Behavior. Welcome, Nicola and Rosalind.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So we know a little bit, obviously, about this very exciting podcast, but could you just tell the listeners what it is about and why you created it?
Sure. So Bad Behavior is a feminist podcast that interviews incredible women and non-binary guests. And our hope is that we can elevate these wonderful stories of women and figure out how they've been bad. Each episode, we ask each other, how have you been bad this week? And it's kind of our way to start the revolution.
Yeah. Almost. So we go into topics from the mundane to sort of taboo things and really explore things that we're uncomfortable with or don't know about. So it's kind of a journey for us as well as our guests. It's really fun.
Cool. Yeah, cool. So tell us a little bit about how you guys met and how you came to this idea that you guys wanted to start a podcast together.
We met at school. I think I don't remember meeting you, but you've told me that I asked you to smell my salad. That was our origin story.
So we've known each other for nearly 11 years now. So
wow.
We are, long-time friends. And we would always have, really intense, passionate conversations about these things already. And just about, ranting about the world and raging about the world. And then also being so happy about how many wonderful women there are doing incredible things. And so we just decided to actually record it.
I went and visited Nicola in New York City where she was living. And we were at that point living on opposite sides of the globe, still having these conversations over Skype and Facebook. And I think we were in front of one of our friends and they said, hey, you should do a podcast. And we were like, everyone does a podcast. Why would we? But enough people told us that eventually we were like, you know what? We will. And we'll be great.
I love that. I feel like, me and my best friend, I feel like so often we're just sitting there hacking ourselves laughing and we're like, we should record this, but obviously it's not quality at all.
Well, an editor helps.
Did you guys struggle to find that kind of balance between just talking as friends to talking, making an episode?
It's quite, because we when you've known someone for so long too, we have our own little special brand of humor and we find each other really funny, which I don't think the general public always buys into. So it's definitely been a journey, and we, as Roz mentioned, we have a really amazing editor, Cheji, and she completely transforms at the bits that just don't work. That's a huge help too.
Do you find that navigating this kind of, I guess we can say, feminist space is something that you were conscious of, kind of, I guess, how it would be perceived? Because I feel like feminism in 2020 is so divisive and people just think so many different things about it, and navigating in a space through a podcast, kind of wanting, I guess, to maximize your audience but also really not cut yourself short.
Absolutely. It's something we've talked a lot about recently. I think we've seen it change over this process. We talk about how it became one of those hashtag movements where people were wearing it on t-shirts and possibly buying cupcakes with it on it and things like that. And then it's sort of become more and more polarized, and it's a word you have to be careful to use. I have not used it in some work situations, or when we talk about our podcast with certain people, we might not use that word and just say championing women, champion stories, looking into really great topics. So it's interesting how much it's changed. I think you were mentioning it the other day, right?
Yeah. I think for us too, though, it's so centered in, you know, being inclusive feminists is pretty much at the center of what this podcast is about. So we're pretty open and unashamed to use that word as well. But yeah, it's definitely changed a lot. I think that with the mainstreaming of the feminist movement, it's opened up a lot of women to really intense backlash, which is quite scary and definitely something we've had to navigate. But it just means that it's even more important to have these conversations and to make spaces for these kinds of movements to happen.
Yeah, for sure, and you're doing it very well. Thank you for joining us. We'll have you back on after a quick break. Rosalind, you're a bit of a singer-songwriter yourself as
yes.
well, so we wanted to play one of your songs, Ruins. Do you just want to introduce this one for us?
Yeah, every songwriter writes an angry environmental song, I feel, and this one's mine.
This is Ruins by Rosalind. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
This is Sin Media.
We're back on Get Serial with Jono and Jess this Thursday morning. It is 8:05 and we're joined again, luckily, by the two lovely Nikhila and Rosalind from the Bad Behaviour podcast. Hey, guys.
Hi.
That song we just heard was Ruins by Rosalind and it was incredible.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You said you have new music coming out later this year.
Yes, we just finished recording, which is always hilarious and great.
So we'll definitely have to have you back on the show.
And Nikhila, you're a poet yourself as well. So you're both kind of very, very artistry people. Do you kind of feed off each other for inspiration when it comes to your other projects?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nikhila has a song. I've got a poem.
Yeah. We're definitely a muse to each other, I would say, for
and
sure.
And amusing.
Yeah.
Nice.
So sorry.
It's all right. It had to be said.
In terms of the podcast, and you were just chatting before about how you wanted to champion, like, the bad things that you've done, what are... say, for both of you, what are the two, like, best stories you've got or, like, the baddest
question.
Thing you've done that you want to tell people about?
I think, well, for me, it constantly is, like, an ongoing journey. Like, I think in the last year or so, I've really settled into, like, calling people out a lot more, which is such a rush of adrenaline. I had one thing that really annoys me is man spreaders on the train and the tram.
Yep.
And that just like sparks a rage in me that I cannot control anymore. So I have taken to just, I don't know if this is the best approach, but they do not respond to words. So I shove them a little bit. I'm not down for these men taking up so much space. So I think just those little things to like reclaim my power and also, those are like little bad things that I try to do every day. Mm. And just having these conversations too and, yeah, talking to incredible women.
Bad for us is such a broad term because it's really, it's sort of a subversive thing where, you know, badly behaved women rarely make history, you know? So for me, it's been, again, a process, but some of my favourite bad stories that we've said on the show is you know, things like I went to a rally and I spoke up for myself and I, you know, had everyday positivity in a way that wasn't completely on the wrong side of positivity where you start making yourself go into denial. But things like, you know, allowing yourself to be confident and owning up to some of the labels that you want to use. You know, I'm a musician and sometimes when you're an emerging artist, people don't accept that word. They want to know, you know, what your success is before you can claim the title. I was talking to someone the other day about how they love writing, but they can't call themselves a writer.
Like most writers.
Yeah, and I was saying to them, why? You write, it's the act of writing, and if it's something that, you know, you feel is something about your identity, why not claim it and use it? And I think that's kind of really powerful for anybody.
Yeah, totally. And going just a little bit more, I guess, into like the production side and the technical side, how have you found like the editing, I guess, process? And would you recommend, like, is podcasting something that anyone could pick up and get into?
I think so. I think we are super lucky because we have a team that really complements each other. We definitely wouldn't be able to do the podcast to the quality that we want to if we didn't have our beautiful editor who was also super passionate about the project. But I mean, we didn't know anything about podcasts when we started. We both loved them, but that was the extent of our knowledge. So we just like Googled the best mic available at the time, and we both set up shop. Like Rosalind was in Melbourne, I was in New York. We were over Skype. There was intense feedback, and like it was not technically perfect, but I mean, we are just big fans of doing it anyways, you know?
Yeah.
And where can we find it? Where is it published? Yes.
Well, the best place to go at the moment is badbehaviorpodcast.com. We've got all of our show notes on there, as well as we'll be updating the links as they come live. But you can go straight on the homepage and click play and hear our dulcet tones.
Very nice.
We definitely will be following this up. And I see that you've got bi-weekly podcasts, is that right?
Yeah.
So what days do the podcast drop?
Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the show this morning. You were just listening to Nikhila and Rosalind from the Bad Behaviour Podcast. We will definitely be rushing to get that into our ears.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.